Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Man, that guy's balls were a wreck.
All right. I typed in Nick, that guy's balls, and apparently you say that guy's balls, and then there's something else 3 or 4 times in the computer there.
Seems to be a fixation.
Seems a fixation.
A lot of balls.
Yeah, a lot of balls there. All right. Want to see Nick's wrecked balls tour continues this Friday.
Yeah, Erling, Iowa at the Farmhand Brewing Company, Friday the 24th, 8 p.m.
Our comedian friend Eddie Ift will be at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Also, Nick's going to be in Wichita and Hutch coming up.
Yeah, Wichita, Friday, October 1st at Barleycorn's.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. It felt like it was so far away for a long
time.
October just seemed like it was out there, but that's a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's September 21st, 2021.
Yeah, we go see what's up the meatball.
Right.
And then I'll be at Hutchinson at the Red Shed Music Venue Friday, October 22nd.
Yeah, that's coming up too.
Right. Yeah, it's like that seemed like it was so far away.
Winter's on the way. Winter's coming. Actually, it's really nice now, so let's just enjoy the weather while we got it.
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to. I just did a live commercial about snowplows, so that's why I'm stuck in that head there.
Some fall.
Right. And I had a piece of bacon, by the way. I know you guys like bacon.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
It is the birthday of Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Alfonso Ribeiro. It's his birthday today. It is also Liam Gallagher's birthday.
From Oasis.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Who's older?
Liam. When was the Fresh Prince on? Early 90s or late 80s, early 90s?
One of those.
Yeah. I think it was like early 90s.
All right.
I'm going Carlton is older.
Because I think it was already in syndication by the mid-90s.
But, you know, Oasis was the biggest band in the world in 1996, and they were not... They weren't 16 when they were the biggest band in the world.
No, but weren't they like early, mid-20s?
They were early. Yeah, they were early. But I think Carlton, once again, I don't know why I say this all the time, because Craig doesn't give us 5-6 year differences. Although, our...
Stephen King was 3 years.
Stephen was 3 years, and that was I was going to go with Liam, but now I keep thinking of Carlton. You're right. Carlton wasn't a kid when that show started. He played a kid.
Yeah, I think he's older. I'm not confident, but.
Yeah. I don't like you trying to talk me into this, and you're really not.
It's okay to blame him anyway.
Well, yeah, like you said, Oasis wasn't 18-year-old kids when those albums
were
out.
They weren't.
But they also had that album out before they broke here in the United States.
I'm going to stick with my first hunch. Gallagher's older.
Catch me up here.
Liam Gallagher or Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah. Older?
Older, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gallagher.
But Liam's the younger one. Noel's the older one. That's the trick here. And I know there's a 5-year difference because I watched that documentary. Because Noel's saying he's younger, he's better looking than me, screw that guy. And he can't say the words like what he said on the documentary. And you can barely understand it because of that accent they have. So I'm going to go back. I'm switching that. Carlton's older than Liam.
Yeah, I got to go with Alfonso.
Right.
Ribeiro.
All right, he talked me into it.
Only because Noel was 5 years older than Liam.
So four Carltons?
Yeah. Are you going with Carlton now, too? Oh, you never changed.
I thought
changed.
He was.
You
yeah,
never changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Nobody's going to lose, or we're all going to lose.
Liam Gallagher is 49 today.
I screwed this
Alfonso
up.
Alfonso Ribeiro is 50 today.
Oh, my. Good game, yep. Craig. I compliment you on that one.
Oh, really?
I do. Yeah.
The rare time where following Tyler worked out for me.
It made us think through that. Yeah.
And Liam's taller.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Carl. I think Carlton's pretty short. Yeah.
I think he's like 3'10".
Yeah.
We talked our way through that math problem.
We did. Yeah. We did. The audience enjoys that.
Right. And who's older is a math problem.
Yes, it is.
Carlton is 5'6".
Oh, yeah. Liam's taller.
I was off a little bit.
How do you have Liam?
5'10", 5'11".
Because I say that, but then I think almost every rock star I've ever met was shorter than I thought they would be.
Yeah, well, but you're a tall dude, Puss, so they're all going to be a little bit. 5'6 is really short.
Yeah, 5'6 is pretty short.
Well, one of those guys is pretty lanky.
Yeah. Who's hotter? Liam.
Carlton.
Depending on what you're into.
Apparently you guys are into different stuff.
But we still got this date for the movie.
That's good. If we ever meet him, we won't have to fight over him.
You're right. Hey, we discussed this ahead of time. We like you and you like him.
And apparently you both like scruffy white guys too.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, apparently they do, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And then apparently people want us to chat about Kiss celebrating the 45th anniversary of their 1976 album Destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
By people, you mean Nick?
No, I've gotten it a few times in the email.
Oh, I love it.
Nick.
Give me the cuts.
Yeah, God of Thunder, yeah. Beth's on there.
Oh, Beth is on there, right?
Yeah, Detroit Rock City. It starts off with Detroit Rock City.
Oh. Okay, but here's the deal.
That's a great album, man. You name three songs that are just classic, great songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, they're going to be reissuing this album with unreleased demos and alternate versions of the songs. Now,
that's unnecessary. But
thank you. That's my point. On these box set deals like
that's
this.
That's all they do.
How much of it is just over the top that you just don't care about?
I remember distinctly when they released a bunch of early, I had big, huge double CDs I bought in the mid-90s of Beatles box sets with a bunch of alternative takes. I listened to some of it. I said, this is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And that was the that was the Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, once you do it once or twice.
You know, I don't need another version. Okay, you did Blackbird a little different. Who cares? Nobody cares.
Yeah, right. Oh, that sounds slightly different.
Yeah, slightly different.
The box set of Wildflowers with Tom Petty features, I think, one album with new songs on it. And everything else is just like, a home version, a different kind of version.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you get basically eight new songs for $300.
I just got the Metallica Black Album box set when it came out.
And what's on that? Because the Black Album you have, and it's a great album. What do you want the box set for?
It has some of that stuff too, the alternate cuts. But they put a lot of live stuff in there. You know, shows from different points of the
I'm not a big live fan. Unless I'm there.
Yeah. Know? No, it's a very cool. But there's like half a dozen different DVDs and stuff.
There's DVDs. That's different.
There's vinyl. Different. There's CDs. There's DVDs.
Something to watch on TV could be kind of cool. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole bunch. It was a whole bunch of stuff. Right. Hardcover book in there.
45th anniversary.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, God of Thunder. Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Nick's pants just got tight.
It keeps the Mormons away.
Right. On a Saturday night.
I'm tight on a Saturday night.
and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
Have you ever seen Nick?
I'll wait for the song here.
Get up. That's quick. Sorry about that.
Yeah. We'll get that fixed in post.
Yeah, right. Hopefully.
What, play the whole thing?
Have you ever watched
No, we can't break slowly. We have to hit a brick wall.
I know.
Fading is not an option.
It is an option, and he's going to fix it.
Okay. Fix it soon.
He said that from the beginning.
I know, but soon, hopefully.
Well, Nick. Right now, for us in this room, it's not an option.
In this moment.
So, Nick, have you ever seen The Decline of Western Civilization 2? The Decline of Western Civilization 1 is about the punk movement. The Decline of Western Civilization 2 is about the hair bands and rock bands in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a documentary about, and it was done that time. So the interviews are in real time from the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Poison's all over it. Motley Crue's all over it. Kiss all over it. But you got to see it because it's a great documentary about the life of, about the music in the late 80s, hair bands. And Kiss is in there too because they obviously were influential with a lot of those bands, and Paul Stanley every time they're doing his interview, he's laying in bed with three girls in lingerie the whole interview.
Nice.
Every time they go back to his piece, like it's any documentary where he's talking, he's laying in bed with girls just kind of petting him, and he's laying there, and his hair is spread out over the bed too. It is so classic.
Can you do anything more rock star than that?
You can't.
I don't know. You can.
The whole documentary.
For the interview?
And I'm telling you, Nick, you will love the documentary. It's so good. Because they're so stuck in the moment of what it was like in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And they're talking about women and music and drinking and partying. And it's not like, we were crazy back then. It's like, no, we're crazy now.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it.
That's one thing I've always loved about Paul Stanley is that he's not one of those guys that's like, oh, it's rough. The fan, I can't go anywhere, whatever. He's like, no, I'm a rock star. Everybody wants to be a rock star. Right. This is amazing. It's great.
Exactly.
It's exactly what you would want it to be.
Right. Recommend the highlight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it's at. It's on Hulu now. Where can you find Decline of Western Civilization 2? Because I want Nick to see that.
Are you interested in the new Ken Burns documentary?
Is it about Kiss?
You know, it's 8 hours of Ali. You know what? I just know a lot about Ali. You know, it's like for me sometimes if I know too much about something, I really don't care about a documentary. I want to find new stuff.
And there's a lot of subjects that no matter what it is, I don't want to watch it for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he really does the deep dive
and
stuff.
And obviously Ali's, you know.
Yeah, it looks like Decline of Western Civilization 2 is on Prime right now.
All right. Yeah, Prime.
Yeah, Prime.
Okay.
And Time.
It. Yeah.
You got Prime.
You'll thank
time.
Me later, especially just to see those interviews.
Hemingway wasn't that interesting. He only got 6 hours.
And I didn't watch any of the Hemingway, but that's too much. You know?
Any of those. If I'm looking, trying to find something to watch on Netflix, and it'll be a documentary and it'll be something that looks interesting, and it'll be like, oh, 6-part series. I'm like, just make it one.
Well, we've talked about this.
Who
we talked to? What music? We talked to Leonard Maltin. I said, what's the problem? Why can't a documentary be an hour and a half? Or an hour and 15 minutes. Like, these, the Decline of Western Civilization is just a documentary. Yeah. It's like a movie.
It's not 3 episodes,
no.
4 episodes.
No.
At some point, it seems to be just self-indulgent for the filmmaker.
Well, they
like,
if you watch any of those kind of things, on a murder mystery or it's a documentary about a real crime, they reset the whole time.
Well, the one we were talking about.
And it drives you crazy.
It was the McDonald's one.
Oh,
HBO.
Right.
I forget what it was called. But
it was about the Monopoly thing.
Right. Yeah. I watched a couple of those.
They just dragged it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now you understood what that was about within the first 12 minutes.
Right.
It was a fraud.
It was a fraud, right.
Yeah, and I don't know if Ken Burns works so well in a world full of short attention spans.
Well, Ken Burns, I mean, if you're doing the history of baseball or the Civil War, there's so much material. I just think they lend themselves for long documentaries.
Yeah. I have the country music one.
Yeah, I still never seen that.
I haven't looked at. I watched maybe a couple hours of it, but that's 16 hours.
But even Ken Burns said to you on the radio.
And the National Parks one.
I didn't make the issue to watch all of them.
That was only 12 hours. Country music is 4 more hours than the National Parks documentary.
Ken Burns says, oh my goodness, when you admitted to watching all of one of his documentaries. Which is probably one of the funniest things ever said on this show.
It's got to be. Well, it's so weird that he would make that and not think anybody was going to watch it. Why make the whole thing?
I expect you just come in and out, not watch the whole thing.
Right. That and the boogie bit. The funniest things ever to happen on this show. That's what got you in the Hall of Fame. Although the boogie bit was post Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was. So. Yep. Yeah, it was. Okay, here it is.
Now, I'll have you know I watched all 12 hours of the.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Ken Burns. Shocked that somebody watched all 12 hours of one of his documentaries.
Well, that's a truthful,
shocked.
That's a truthful gut reaction.
It
from
is.
Him.
Right. Yeah.
He also would have been shocked if he said, "Now we watched one episode of the Dust Bowl and then we had to bail."
Oh, yeah. I had to pull dust out of my teeth watching that.
Guarantee you he hasn't seen all of that one. He delegated that to somebody. No, yeah. You edited it. I'll just put my name on it.
I feel like my attention span with anything Dust Bowl related would be about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe not that.
But what I noticed when I watched, I tried to watch some of the Dust Bowl documentary was the fact that there's nothing happy. There's no silver lining to the Dust Bowl.
No.
People died horrible deaths.
Well, was there even any like footage? Is it just a bunch of dust swirling around?
Yeah, there was footage of cabins in Oklahoma just all covered with dust and people in there dying because dust went into their lungs. Good morning. Craig, pick us up, make us feel good.
Oh, former Amazon employees.
There you go.
People moving off to California, too.
Yeah. With nothing at all. Right.
The grapes of
grapes
wrath.
Of wrath, right. Yeah.
Former Amazon employees and applicants who have used the marijuana now have a second chance at working for the company.
They need the dudes, man.
Amazon says those individuals who were fired or deferred will have their eligibility for employment reinstated.
Good, man.
They say that testing for the marijuana prior to being employed has hurt minority communities especially hard.
Well, it's a racist law anyway. That's where it started.
They also say that Amazon is continuing efforts to legalize the marijuana by supporting yet another bill working its way through Congress. Well, if they really are supporting it, prove it.
Right.
Do your own thing here.
So they haven't said we're going to stop testing.
Right.
So stay, you're going to stop testing.
You just can't be at work high. Like, you can't be at work drunk. That's the way it works, you know?
That is exactly the way it works.
It's just so stupid, man.
Just can't do it.
You know what that means, though?
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
Woo! I was talking to my dad about, like, you know, potential employment places or jobs or whatever. I'm like, well, that place would be out because they drug test.
Right,
and that place, you know, and he's like, you know, you could just, like, not smoke weed.
No.
Like, well.
Say, no, they like, could let me smoke
but
weed.
But I'd rather not.
Yeah.
You know, I used to think that years ago because I'm not a big pothead, but since alcohol is out there and it's much more dangerous, it's just a vice. And we all have vices, and why can't a guy smoke weed and not be employed? It makes no sense to me.
Like, if you're an employer, too, would you prefer your employees to be doing something that didn't have a hangover the next day?
You'd think so. But you got dumbass guys like Ricketts, who's only in his late 50s. Saying, oh, weed kills kids because I'm a dumbass.
And it would open up the talent pool a little bit. Because there's a lot of guys. I understand, like truck drivers, what have you.
Well, here's the deal. The problem with weed is they can't test for if you're high or not.
Right.
And they can test if you're drunk or not. Yeah. In the moment.
They could test it if it's in your system.
Right. But doesn't mean you're high.
It means you had to smoke it in the last month or so.
Yeah.
Another story that has been tossed into the hopper by several people is about a British boy who is recovering after getting a USB cable stuck.
I saw the X-ray.
Oh,
first of all, it's got a knob on the end. So how do you stick
in his penis?
Yeah, how do you put that through the pee hole?
Yeah, it's got to be the end.
Yeah, the logistics.
It goes like into the device.
But even that's pretty small. It's small, but you can
But that's a lot smaller than
the actual
the other in, side that like goes into the wall.
Yeah. We thought this out apparently. Will this fit my pee hole?
That's the first question.
That stuck to the tape.
I might use that.
Oh, that stuck to the tape.
There might have been like a small iPhone plug at the one end. And then, you know,
But it's still got some edges on it.
The bigger plug that you put in.
And I don't know about you, but my pee hole ain't that big.
Well.
I mean, it's everything else around it.
It'll be easy to keep experimenting like this.
I mean, you would think as big as everything else is.
But how do you shove the whole thing in there? Because eventually, when you shove something that's like a loose cord, it ain't like he's sounding himself.
Right. And it had to hurt at first.
How did he get it the whole way in there?
He kept pressing.
And why'd he do it? I forget.
The 15-year-old boy,
15,
according to urology case reports, managed to insert the wire down his urethra to his scrotum.
Wow.
And it gets worse. He reportedly tried to remove it, but only managed to tangle the wire, resulting in both ends sticking out of the penis.
Wow.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
So there was like a knot inside?
There's x-rays of this. You can see the picture
of
this.
I did see the x-ray.
I'm going to post a link here. Yeah.
You can see the pictures of this. He tried, after trying to remove it, he just tangled the wire and got both ends sticking out. He was taken to the hospital, underwent emergency surgery, where they made a cut. Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah. Ugh, this is awful.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Once his mother was out of the room.
I mean, I like playing with it as much as the next guy when I was 15, but that never occurred to
maybe
me.
Maybe not quite 15. As much as the next guy.
You mean as much as the next guy likes to play with his.
Yeah. You say that like it's changed since you were 15.
I was never compelled to shove anything into it.
No. Nope.
Once his mother was out of the room, he confessed to the doctors that he had inserted the cable to, quote, to measure the length of his penis.
Oh.
The team attempted to remove.
You do that from the outside. You'd break a ruler.
By the way, that is will it fit?
Yeah.
The team attempted to remove the cable by using a metal rod in an attempt to draw out the cable. And then.
Yes, it fit. yes, it fit.
Yes, it fit.
They tried to remove the cable by pushing a metal rod in there in an attempt to draw out the cable and then surgically widening the urethra. Both of those attempts failed due to the knotting.
I hope this guy's okay. He's only 15.
And so the authors wrote a longitudinal penoscrotal incision.
Man, that guy's balls were a wreck.
Over the palpable foreign body was made and careful dissection was undertaken, splitting the muscle.
Oh, man.
In layman's terms, they cut open the region between the base of his penis and his anus.
No.
The patient recovered well following the surgery, was discharged shortly thereafter.
So does it still work?
But can he discharge?
Everybody's fine, I guess.
Did they at least tell him, like, give him a number? Because he wanted a measurement. He could at least leave the hospital with that. All right, dude. Don't do that again in seven.
Next time, use a tape measure.
You're average. Don't do that again. All right. Seven. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that story.
Do you?
Quality journalism right there.
Ow.
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.